AmericaAir.com.
Did the Giants or even the Jets not pay the electric bill at the new Meadowlands? The lights went out twice during the Cowboys-Giants game. Craziness. 10 days throughout India, Indonesia, South Korea, and Japan. President Obama comes back 2 for 4. I'll explain. We're going to hit We Can Count this hour. Bernie Mad Madoff. All of his stuff was sold, including his boxers. Who would want that idiot's boxers? But somebody paid for them. And we'll tell you who made off at that auction and really who didn't. Gotta like that. Also, did anyone nail the score? We're going to squeeze that in, too, as well. But lame duck is on the menu right at the top. Hi, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. If you've never heard us before, it's the best water cooler buzz in the overnight hours. And if you're cruising the highways of the nation, lock us and load us and tune in and call in. Here's the number, 800-259-5791. Right before we jump on the lame duck, that's still in the oven, right? David Axelrod officially announced that he's going to leave the White House. This isn't a surprise. We talked about this probably a month ago. There were rumors that started to circulate that he was going to leave the White House, not really leave Obama's camp. Because remember, 2012 is a re-election year for Obama, or at least he hopes. So that's why Axelrod would slide out of the picture. He'll leave so that he can start the re-election campaign. He would go back to Chicago probably in the spring. He's a long-time ally, friend, you know, wingman for President Obama. So that's not a shocker that he's bailing from the White House gig and taking up the re-election nod. But it does mean that there'll be another new face or two in the White House. And then there's talk of some other people leaving as well. How much does Axelrod have to do with the president being re-elected? A lot. He was a big part of the reason why he was elected, along with the guy that I call the White House flack, Robert Gibbs, because I think he's bungled the job of handling the media as far as the White House goes. But when it came to getting the president elected the first time around, he was the wunderkind with the emails and getting as many young people out to vote as you could possibly imagine, holding various rallies at college campuses and whatnot. But for now, Gibbs stays in his spot. So let's get to the lame duck juicy part of this whole thing. Stepping back into the politics that is the around the Beltway, a couple of big things happening. One we've also talked about ad nauseum. And this guy should get the boot. I can't imagine he won't get the boot. But we got a couple of ethics trials that are going to go on starting on Monday. Charlie Rangel, of course, he's represented New York forever and a day. He's represented New York since I got out of college. I can remember talking to Charlie Rangel. I think it was one of my first interviews, actually. So now there's been 2 years of a huge scandal that's been blown apart. And this trial should be a spectacle. I mean, it's being described, being set up as a spectacle. And of course it's going to be a spectacle because Rangel doesn't want to face reality. He definitely built the people of New York by putting his hand in the till and taking whatever he could take. So check this out. He's going to represent himself. Did you ever watch any of those TV law shows? Doesn't turn out too well there. Now, he's a former prosecutor, but he's going to represent himself when he faces this committee on the standards of official conduct, which, you know, is loaded with Democrats and Republicans. And he got rid of his legal team just a couple of weeks ago, saying that he wanted to do this himself. He's facing 13 counts of violating House rules. He's denying that he did anything wrong, but here's the deal, Charlie. When they went through the records, it looks like there was $500,000 in assets on financial disclosure forms, and there was this rent-controlled apartment. Oh, no, 3 other apartments, so 4 in New York City. Also, Wouldn't you like to have a villa? I'd love to have a villa in Punta Cana Yacht Club in the Dominican Republic. Well, that's what Rangel had. So there were a lot of questions that I think I'll be interested to see how he answers them. I can't imagine that he's going to stay. Probably the biggest thing that's going to nail him is the whole fundraising thing. He's got a Rangel Center for Public Service. It's at the City College of New York. And the talk is, when he was the chairman on the House Ways and Means Committee to raise money for the center from corporations and foundations, that's what he was doing, that had business before the House of Representatives and his committee. That's convenient. Listen, you give me some money for my foundation, I'm going to do you a favor on the other side of things, wink, wink. So it's pretty obvious. They have him cold, I believe. It'll be open and shut. But this isn't the only thing as far as the ethics committee. This isn't the only person they're going to face. Maxine Waters, remember all the stuff with her as well. And this is on the other end of the coast, the other coastline, of course, California. So that's one thing that's going to happen. But, of course, the thing that everybody's talking about, the thing that affects you and me, it's not the dirty pool of a couple of Congress people. It's what's going to happen with our taxes. What's going to happen with the tax situation, the brackets, in other words, meaning the Bush tax credits expiring. It looks like, even though the White House tried to deny that there was some kind of a deal, it looks like there is going to be a compromise. And the compromise would pretty much save the middle class. So if you fall in the middle class range and then small businesses too, it looks like you're going to have the luxury of some of those tax breaks. But we'll see. It's not final. This is all just hearsay and talk and some of what's buzzing about in the hallways in Washington. But until it officially happens, there is no deal, and those tax cuts would expire at the end of December. There's a huge snowstorm over the weekend in the Midwest. Specifically, Minnesota got slammed with the white stuff. 400 crashes. I mean, these were like fender benders, mostly. Still, who wants to have a fender bender in the middle of a snowstorm? Who wants to drive into a ditch or be stuck? Not me. When it keeps on coming down, say over a foot of snow. In fact, the Minnesota State Patrol, and here's one of the lieutenants, talked about the patience thing and also the crashes.
We responded to 500 crashes and over 600 vehicle spinouts and vehicle off-the-road calls. Our troopers had a long day yesterday, but state troopers will be out today and still working hard to make sure everybody gets to where they need to be safely.
Ooh. Our man, Matt Johnson, was out driving in that stuff. Matt, what was it like?
It was pretty ridiculous. I had to drive somewhere early Saturday morning, and not a lot of plows had been out on the road yet, so there was a lot of congestion. And actually, I'd have to say, Minnesota drivers are usually pretty good in the snow, but it always happens the first big snowfall of the year where people get kind of timid and panicked, and a lot of times accidents happen from people going too slow rather than not being aggressive enough, I guess.
There you go. There is a thing to that, because then sometimes you can also cause those spin outs. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about our schools, the issue of black and white kids in the mix. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 12, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.88.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.24.12, $7.12.06 for a half ounce, or $3.56.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.24.12, $7.12.06 or $3.56.03.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Many of you who voted in the midterm election, some of you were voting on school issues in your own backyard. And you look at urban areas, and it's sad what's happened to inner city education. I've seen this firsthand. I have some friends who are teachers, and I've talked about it. Some of you listening to me have kids who have gone through the system, and I worry about those kids and what's happening to their education. And frankly, what happens when race is brought into this, when we're talking about the learning differences between white students and black students, and what happens with money, and what happens in that money being dispersed in urban settings. And lots of you listening to me know exactly what I'm talking about because you've lived through it. So it's always fun. We had him on once before. It's probably been months and months and months ago. It's always fun to talk to Dr. Richard Gordon about that because he's not shy about offering some serious opinions on what's going on with urban schools and why we should all care because of the vandalism and the violence. And then what happens to these kids, the cycle? What happens when they don't have a good education? The breakdown in society where a lot of them become career criminals. Dr. Gordon, thanks for coming on America Tonight again. We appreciate it.
Good evening. It's always a pleasure.
Let's talk about, first of all, I'm going to re-rack here for a second for people who are hearing you for the first time. Tell us what you've found out because you really have delved into this. You've got a book out and you've looked at all angles of this. In fact, a really, really, really excellent book, The Emperor Has No Clothes, playing on that with a big question mark. But tell us some of the things that you found out.
Well, the first thing is that there's no doubt about the difference, okay, in educational achievement. I mean, this is a fact that everybody agrees to it. And that is that the black kids do
much, much worse. And the whites, and if there are Asians involved, the Asians do better than the whites. Even. I mean, these are facts. So the questions really are, you know, why?
Right. And that's a good. That's where we start. Why? Why is this? Why aren't things starting to change?
Well, because most folks don't know the reason why, and they just keep making errors because of political correctness. What they assume are the reasons, and I'm one of the voices crying out in the wilderness, saying, "Well, you know, these aren't the reasons." First, so the first thing is you got to say briefly, you know, what aren't the reasons. First, we had to listen to racism. That was the reason. Well, it's been proved over and over again it had nothing to do with it. And in fact, there is racism and there is discrimination, but it's for the black kids. They get all the praise. and that's the subject of an essay that I have coming out, but that let's leave that for a minute. The second was money. Oh, there were books out by Jonathan Kozol and others. If only the money with the funding were equal, then you just see all the great achievement. Well, that's been proven to be absolutely false. For example, and then briefly, look at Washington, D.C., okay, mostly black kids. And they spend the most per pupil in the country, and their achievement is about the worst in the country.
Mm.
It's horrible, and the violence is rife, okay? So it's not that. So let's start to think about some of the things that it is. And again, most of the time, it's really not that. It's pretty easy to prove. Okay, first thing is the family. Okay, the black family in the inner city, it mainly consists of one parent. Okay, it's one parent, and very frequently she's had the kid at age 14 or 13 or 15, and it's very hard to be a parent and without much money and to put educational issues first. Okay, not only that, but most of the time she doesn't value education. So here you have the phenomenon that A, the kid, they don't have much money, and B, that they don't value education. Now, that's been proven over and over and over again. Have a PTA meeting at night in the inner city, and you get two people. Okay, mm-hmm. Have a PTA meeting in Plano, Texas, in the suburbs, and you can't get a place to park.
Right.
Okay. So that's one. But another issue I think here most people don't talk about, and that is that the peer group. And that is, you go, again, by comparison, and you see the peer groups in the suburbs, and most of the time they want to learn. You know, that's the thing. Hey, let's study. School is important. Let's value the teachers. And in the inner city, they don't value education very much. And now I know we're going to get some exceptions every now and then. But it's proven, in fact, if you do well, the kids knock you down. So the way you get status as a student in the inner city is by doing badly, by being ignorant. And again, I know we got to be brief, but I can give you hundreds of examples because I have lived it. So, you know, the obvious question is, well, you know, why should we believe you? Okay, that's a perfectly good question. Okay, well, the first thing is, not only have I been a researcher and a reader of everything that's ever been written on the subject, but I have taught it. I have been in the inner city for 30 years talking to parents and kids. So it's a lot of the people who write on this subject, but they haven't been teachers. They haven't been in the inner city more than as a visitor every now and then to a classroom, but that doesn't tell the story.
Yeah.
And it's much, much worse than what you said and what people think. Because everybody tries to hide it.
Right.
Who are the administrators? Well, if they're black, they want to hide it because it's so bad they want to put a good face on it because then people are going to start asking questions and their jobs may be in jeopardy. So everybody makes the statistics better, and they try to hide things as much as I can. But it's very bad, and the security is an utter, utter disaster. It's just a violent place. It's a dangerous place. Teachers are getting assaulted all the time. I can give you personal stories. I myself was assaulted.
And so are a lot of the good teachers now, I mean, obviously, I can tell, I can hear your passion, and to stick it out for 30 years And with the background that you had, where you could certainly have taught doctor anywhere you wanted to teach with your background, and, you know, with Harvard and whatnot, but you wanted to be there, you wanted to stick it out. In 30 years, how do you break through this? I mean, why is it, you know, I went to Ecuador and those people have nothing, but the only thing those mothers, those single mothers want for their kids is for them to get educated. They just feel like if they just get a good education, boom, they can get out of our ghetto. They can get out of our form of the ghetto here in Ecuador. So how is that that we don't have that in the United States?
No. And it's not getting much better. When I tell kids about what's out there and the rat race and why they have to study, they don't believe me. They don't believe me. And they don't want to hear it. Well, they think everything will be okay. You can't get them to go beyond today. In other words, that there is no tomorrow.
Right.
They look at me and, you know, you're crazy, man. I'm always going to be young. I'm always going to have mommy paying the bills. I'm always going to have a place to live. And they don't know that tomorrow comes. They don't know what's out there and how hard it is to compete, and it's getting harder. And they are unwilling to take the steps necessary. They don't think that education is important. They don't value teachers. They don't respect teachers very much in the inner city. And it's so different in the suburbs. It's frightening. It's so different. And again, I firsthand, I've got a kid in the suburbs. I do in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Actually, I have one in Las Vegas who was in the best high school in Las Vegas, so he doesn't have to be in the neighborhood school, which is terrible, frankly.
Wow.
So that's firsthand again.
Mm. Wow. Terrible stuff. I wish it was more encouraging. And what do you, in 1 minute, what would you say? What do we need to start doing in this country to change that? What can we do?
There are no easy solutions, but the first thing I would rely on the black folks who've succeeded, like Bill Cosby, for example,
mm-hmm.
people who can be role models and who can try to get the kids to change ever so slightly. I mean, it's not going to be huge at first, but that's one of the ways. And when white people go in there and tell them, they laugh. They don't pay any attention. Don't even bother. It's got to be blacks, and it's got to be educators. I mean, say leaders such as Al Sharpton and Reverend Jackson, instead of people like that who are not helping, like calling it racism and
right,
and everything, right, looking for excuses.
Right. So it's got to be role models. I like that. We're going to end on that note. Dr. Gordon, thanks so much. Pick it up, folks. The Emperor has no clothes. Remember, you can catch us on Facebook and Twitter.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On America Tonight. In just a few minutes, we're going to dip into the mailbag. Now, I'm always hounding you to send me your thoughts, your recipes, vent your spleen, all that kind of stuff. AmericaTonight.net. Like Dennis McMahon says, Obama was really at sea at the Pacific Summit. The president of a Pacific power for over a century should have carried Teddy Roosevelt's big stick and not a hat in hand. And that's what it was like. It was a money grab. It turned into a jobs deal. And I said at the top of the show, the president was 2 for 4, which he struck out in South Korea and really in Japan, especially with South Korea. There was nothing in place, and then the South Koreans weren't coming up with any quick deal to try to have some kind of business exchange. Oh, sure, we'll import some of your stuff and let Americans export their stuff. Uh-uh. They definitely ate it up in India and Indonesia, but they did not when it came to the tail end of that trip. And, of course, then China, almost everybody backed China on their currency manipulations and didn't jump in with the United States and agreeing that Hu Jintao was maneuvering the markets, maneuvering the money of the Chinese, and they weren't having any of it. In other words, they threw in, it was like we were at the poker table, and they threw in with the Chinese, not the U.S. It was a tough trip, I think, for the president. That's why 2 for 4. A little bit of success in the beginning, but not at the tail end of it. And touche, Dennis, you summed it up even better than I did. We'll check in the mail in just a second, like I said. But first, let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, Rick Perry, a Republican, is governor of Texas. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to take a shot at the White House?
If he does, he's a fool, because I don't think he'll win. I think he has no chance of winning.
I was kind of impressed with him. I saw. They don't like him in Texas?
It's half and half. He's kind of a carryover of Bush. He's kind of floating on the Bush coattails from the successful years that Bush had as governor. But no, it's a mixed bag with Perry, because there are a lot of things that, it's typical of politics, there are a lot of things that he promises that don't happen. And so I think it's 50-50 on him.
Okay, well, never mind.
But never mind.
it's just another one of my harebrained ideas. You know, I can give you an example of how American democracy is superior to British monarchy. The son of Prince Charles, you know, Mr. Elephant Ears, you know, the guy who looks like
yes.
Dumbo, Prince Charles, he's the next in line to the Queen, right?
Right.
His son, Prince William, you've seen him, you know, he's kind of like the Justin Bieber of the royal family. Kind of a heartthrob.
Yeah, he looks like his mother. He got his mother's looks,
yeah.
Princess Diana, yeah.
I guess all teenage girls faint when they see him. But he's going to overdrive a helicopter in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Right.
But they're not going to put him in combat. Whereas the second in line to the White House is Vice President Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his son is over in Afghanistan now. Is he not, or going there?
He is in Afghanistan.
Okay, now, is he going to be kept behind, protected behind?
No.
He's going into the, if he does go into war, he'll be into combat like everybody else.
I think so, but it depends on what, I'm not in his unit, so I don't know if they're going to do that, but there's no special arrangement,
in other words. Prince William, the son of the Prince Charles, the second in line to the throne, and Biden is second in line to the quote-unquote throne of America, right?
Right.
In quotation marks. So Prince William is getting special treatment because he is third in line. The son of Vice President Biden is not really third in line, but you get the analogy, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, he's not going into combat, whereas in a democracy, we're all treated equal, right?
That's right.
We're supposed to be all treated equal, whereas in England, if you're the son of the second in line to the throne, you are treated as a royal family. That's one of the reasons why Washington and Franklin wanted to get the hell out of a monarchy, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I mean,
wait a second, but here's the thing. In the United States, you don't think people with power and privilege get certain things for their kids?
Yeah, but they earned it on merit, though.
Well, they earned it on merit?
Well, you know, allegedly. I mean, a lot of them.
Okay, okay.
At least their father. Well, what the heck did the Queen do to ever earn it?
I see what you're saying.
How did the Queen ever earn all her 10 palaces, Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle, and Sandringham up in Scotland? She's got more mansions, whereas there's homeless guys living in a cardboard box on the Thames River, she's got 10 palaces, and that she didn't earn. She just inherited.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. And here's another example of how it's not one world. I heard today that in Rwanda, you know that country in the middle of Africa? Rwanda? Or, I don't know, help. There's an example. Our Prime Minister, have you ever heard of a guy named Jean Chrétien?
Mm-hmm.
He was Prime Minister of Canada for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is a joke that we have around. He was listening to the radio one night, and he heard the Beach Boys singing, Help Me Rwanda. You know that song, Help Me Rwanda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he thought they were singing Help Rwanda. So he sent 50,000 Canadian troops into Rwanda. Anyways, that shows he's a liberal, and I hate liberals. But anyways, they're forcing every male under the age of 50 to get circumcised at gunpoint. Not a choice. You have to get circumcised. You know, would that ever fly in America?
Of course not. But you know, Rwanda is not the only hell pit in Africa. Look what happens in Niger, look what happens in some of the other areas across Africa. I mean, there are terrible things happening to women there, too. It's you know, what? So yeah. I don't understand the analogy you're trying to make with that. I mean, of course it wouldn't fly in America.
A lot of people are attacking American democracy. You know, we're trying to force American democracy or North America, at least Canada is closer to the United States than it is to England in a lot of ways. We're sort of halfway between. We're half American and half British up here. But everybody's, oh, no, why should we force a North American-style democracy? Well, the other way is forcing people to do things at gunpoint. The reason they're forcing these males under the age of 50 to be circumcised is to stop AIDS. They think it'll stop AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll leave you with one little, you probably heard this joke, but a friend of mine, I was talking to a guy, and he was circumcised when he was 2 days old. He was a little tiny baby, and he couldn't walk for a whole year.
You are just so brutal. Thanks. I get it. You're kind of all over the map tonight, but I think what you're trying to say is you're just saying that you don't get it, about the pounding in democracy and why people are beating up the United States. And, you know, here's the thing. It's like I say all the time. There's things you also might hate about what's happening in the United States. We don't like the challenges to our privacy. We don't like, for example, what's happening at the airport, the pat-downs, the craziness, whatever. But at least we have freedom of speech, and we can speak it, and we can talk about it. And we can be on a radio show like this one or any of the others and call up. We wouldn't be able to do that in some of those other countries naturally because that's not what it is. It's a dictatorship or communism or some other form of government that is nothing like democracy. But surely comparing atrocities in Africa to what would that happen in the United States is a big stretch, Al. So we go from Al to checking the mail. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, okay, I have mail. Let's see. This one's from Jack listening to us in Vermont. Kate, what do you make of David Axelrod bolting from the White House? Is he trying to distance himself from a loser? Nope. I think he is just simply trying to get Obama elected. And to do that, and because of what's happening now in the polls and the approval ratings and all that sort of thing, Axelrod probably realizes that he needs to be on the ground in the trenches working it for a year plus to see if they can get Obama reelected. If the economy is still in the toilet, if their jobless rate is high, if somebody dynamic comes along for the Republicans, you know, who knows? There's a lot of questions on the other side. But that's what Axelrod's job is going to be. It can't be from the White House. I'm sure they've decided that, and that's why he's going to go run the whole campaign from Chicago. So that's all that was really about. All right, let's see. We've got another one here from Joe. Joe says, hey, America, tonight I got a question. Did you hear about that couple that was finally let go by the Somalia pirates? I don't remember how long they said they were tied up for, if you will, but what a crazy deal. I wonder why they let them go. All right, I think I'll flesh this out a little bit more. I heard this earlier today. They were a British couple, and they were picked up. They were sailing. They were picked up in October of 2009, and the pirates got them. Got on the yacht, got to the yacht, whatever, and they've held them for ransom for that long. They were asking, and of course, they were just on a small boat, a private yacht. They were on a sailing trip. They weren't part of some big commercial deal. They weren't on one of those giant tankers, because this is the truth. What happens is the pirates have control, for the most part. They kidnap people, and then they ask for the ransom. The ransom for that couple was $750,000, and that's what had to be paid for their release. So they were held for that long, and the pirates got the money. I guess what they're going to do is they have to be medically checked out, and then they're going to fly back to England. Can you imagine the stories that they have to tell? I'd be interested in a book on that. We Can Count next.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. We have a couple of sad things and a couple of interesting things to tell you about. One was this hotel blast at Playa del Carmen. An explosion of an accumulation of gas killed 7 people, including 5 Canadian tourists at a big resort there. Playa del Carmen is actually a fun place to go and visit, and a lot of Westerners and Canadians go there. And this was a well-known hotel, the Grand Riviera Princess Hotel, just south of Cancun. And they also, 2 employees were also killed. And then there were a slew of people that could claim that they had injuries from that because it was just a blast. And so there were windows that went were blown out, and there were fragments of aluminum and paneling and stuff that just all of a sudden, that was it. The hotel kind of shook, is how some people described it. That had to be a frightening thing. When you think of how big, like I said, 676 rooms, that's how big this sucker is. And it lots and lots and lots of people go there. It's one of those all-inclusive things. So you had some people that were there for weddings. You had a huge company there for vacation, and it was just pure luck if you weren't in that area of the hotel that happened to be hit by the gas explosion. You know, there's people just running all over the place. And, of course, automatically what are people thinking? They're thinking the worst. They're not thinking natural gas explosion. They're thinking, oh, no, this is terrorism. This is the drug cartel because now you're Mexico, but it's a resort. But that's not it. They couldn't find any gas lines, however, in that area where the blast happened. However, they're saying that it was an accumulation of gases that were produced by decomposing organic stuff in the soil. And that's what added up to that explosion. Because what you have is, and this is what they're going to investigate too, the hotel sits on a concrete pad, I guess, in a really swampy area near the beach. And was it properly constructed? If you're saying that that stuff underground is what caused that swampy water, then that's what would probably make that gas, and they're going to have huge lawsuits. So this once incredible hotel, there's probably a good chance they're going to lose that hotel. It's been sad for the people that certainly who lost their life. There was this crazy thing, you know, we go from that resort to this crazy story that I happened to read about a town in New York that was trying to build. They were thinking, how can we make money? How can we get people to come to Garden City, New York? Let's build an indoor ski mountain. Let's build a place where people can ski here. And you know how much that resort would have cost? Great time to build a resort like that too, right? An iffy, like a roll of the dice. $2.2 billion. But the real problem was, is here's what happened. The town that I'm talking about is in Long Island, and they didn't get the payments they were supposed to get the land that was needed for that. It was like 750 acres or something. So they were supposed to get a $3.9 million payment from the developer, which, by the way, the developer is somebody in Scotland who was hoping to get the money to them. And he's already made, though. He already did make a big payment, over $7 million, and it was unrefundable. And he's already spent $18 million overall. But it looks like that whole thing's been canceled. What do they do with the money then? I guess they spend it on other things. So if he had been able to produce this resort, it would have been a 35-story indoor ski mountain, a water park, a winery, equestrian trails, a spa, and a hotel. You know where he needed to build that? In Minnesota. Because of all the snow they get there, of course, people can go and ski in Minnesota. But they could also have a water park, a winery, and ride their horses and do the whole spa and hotel thing. Matt, I think they just made a mistake, and the Scottish guy tried to build it in the wrong place. So he blew his, you know, what did it turn out to be, $25 million. And he could have spent it someplace else, I think, and Minnesota would have been a better choice.
You like Minnesota building?
Yeah, I like Minnesota. I like Minnesota for this project. Don't you think it would work? A winery, kick back, right?
We have a couple wineries here.
I know, but indoors. So when you're freezing and the snow is up to your eyeballs, people can get away from it. They could have a water park.
I could see something like that taking off. Maybe create a resort out of it. And have some saunas and some other things going on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think that's why it would do better in a place where you're a little bit more snowbound. I mean, New York does not get, even Long Island, does not get the kind of snow that Minnesota gets, that North Dakota gets.
It sounds like a very Scandinavian idea.
Yeah, I like it. I like the idea, but that it's huge money to build it. So that's the problem. The problem is that now this developer's already blown so much money in that one direction that how does he regroup from that is what I'm thinking, right? So let's tell you about a couple of other quick weekend counts. Squeeze them all in here real quick for you. Like this one. This was a big deal. And we talked about it a little bit out of Mount Vernon, Ohio. Remember there was this 13-year-old girl that was missing. She was missing for days. They finally found her. She was bound, and she had a rag stuffed in her mouth, but she was alive in a basement. And now they're hoping that the man charged with kidnapping her might lead them to the mother, the brother, and this other woman who disappeared. It's a crazy story. This Matthew Hoffman, they arrested him at his house, and this was where also the girl was found, Sarah Minyard was found. And she was hospitalized, and apparently she's in good condition, thank goodness. But they don't have any more details on what happened to her during that time period, because that was a long time to be gone. And they still don't have any information on what happened to the other people, the mother, the brother, and the other woman who disappeared. They just vanished. I mean, poof, vanished. You know, all of a sudden, the family members were looking for them, and they're not there. They're not answering the phone. They're knocking on the door, and then there are missing persons. And, I mean, it seemed like everyone in Ohio was looking for them, and they were so afraid that they were going to – there was even reports that there was a dead body in their house, but, of course, that was – it was turned out not to be true. And so certainly the people in that neighborhood were worried, and we'll see if they come up with the rest of that – family or as to what happened, but at least the girl is alive. At least she's alive, right? All right, in India, they're saying that wholesome lunches could be the answer to what ails them. I happened to read this over the weekend. It was worth throwing into We Can Count. There's a guy, Narasimha Das, who says he knows how to solve the problem of kids not getting the right kind of education and not being fed right. He knows a way to feed 170,000 of them and start this kitchen that they've apparently already started to roll out. And then that way they can bake bread and the Indian flatbread and other things and get them to the schools so that they know that these kids will be eating and they won't go starving, that's part of their problem. It's the malnutrition is helping with the illiteracy, because how can they focus when they have nothing to eat? So bravo to him for doing that. And apparently he's consulting with other people and they're really growing this. If you look at the world's underweight children, they say in, like, New Delhi, 42% of the world's underweight kids under 5 live there. I would have never guessed that if somebody asked me that. Well, where do you think most of them are? And they have this thing called the Global Hunger Index, and it's done by International Food Policy Research, right? And they ranked India 67 out of 84 countries on things like child malnutrition and mortality and deficiency, but 42%. Whew, I would have thought it would have been one of the African countries for sure, but no, it was India, I guess, the worst. Of course, if you think of the population, that kind of makes sense, too. Any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Send them to me at americatonight.net.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!